against the Wisconsin Uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open, toll free at 844-967-2789. Crudy, real quick, we're talking briefly about Paul Manafort. Remember, Donald Trump's former campaign manager. Well, apparently, he had a $10 million loan from a Russian oligarch by the name of Oleg Deripaska. And he was the aluminum dude.
Deripaska was.
Yeah, who was going to put a bunch of money into where? Kentucky. They were going to do some big plant in Kentucky a while ago. I think it was more along the lines of like a Foxconn. I don't think that ever came to fruition. But, you know, it's a promise of throwing around $100 million or so. Well, you know, grease the wheels a little bit.
You know, we have a recommendation came in on the email through the WAUK website, I do believe. Maybe it was the Devil Radio site. But Sean sends us a little message. Have you guys thought to call Senator Ron Johnson, Ron Burgundy Johnson? Because he's got to be the stupidest SOB to ever serve in the Senate. It will be strongly considered, Sean. One other quick note before the phones, 844-967-2789. Do you see that Milwaukee fired the assistant attorney?
I did.
The Putin-backed one that kept going on Russia Today?
Jennifer DeMaster, who was also like an anti-Islamic, you know, freak and got lots of grief when she got hired. Apparently it wasn't a good fit.
Well, apparently she's no longer the DeMaster of her domain. And how bad's it got to be for Tierman Spencer, Milwaukee City Attorney? He's not exactly Mr. Clean over there. But for Tierman Spencer to fire your ass, I'm not saying she didn't deserve it. I don't think it was appropriate for an assistant Milwaukee attorney to go appear on Russia Today. I mean, I'm all down for free speech, but they don't have a constitution in the same sort of way. I'm not saying, therefore, I would rule out foreign free speech, if you know what I'm saying. But you know, if Tierman fired her, there was no due process followed. You know, when it's all said and done, Jennifer Breeden DeMaster is going to own a little piece of Milwaukee because she's going to have some sort of lawsuit. We're going to end up
I don't know about that. Apparently, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Allison Deere and Daniel Bice, the notice says the city's Department of Employee Relations cited, quote, job performance and poor fit is the reason to end Jennifer DeMaster's employment with the office. Apparently also another assistant.
When she was just anti-Islamic, that was an okay fit. But now that she goes on Russia Today and Putin invaded, now it's a poor fit.
Another city attorney, Nicholas Zales, also had his employment in the office terminated on Monday. Both were on a probationary status. So, you know,
easy to fire
we'll
him
see.
Then.
But the good news is I'm not sure about Nicholas or what his issues were, but I have to assume that Jennifer DeMaster will find quick employment at some GOP hack's office, or maybe the My Crackhead Pillow guy will scoop her up.
Well, she looks a little like Maria Butina, so Scott Walker might be interested. 844-967. I have other thoughts, but, you know, Some restraint. 844-967-2789. New name, Glary from Glenview. Gary, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Gary.
Well, hi, Mike. And first time caller, and I just ran into your show today and it's great. I like all the humor, and I like you guys talking about both sides and saying some of the amazing insights. I just, I'm an independent, so I can laugh at the right and I can laugh at the left and sort of sit in the middle. But I think we're all trying to come together to get to the side of the Ukrainians, because when you watch the shows, you see what they're going through. It's sort of mind-boggling to see it. And my dad was a World War II vet. And he used to always tell me, he said, you know, they let Hitler just take all these countries, and they said, he only wants one more.
Yeah. Well, Gary, I don't know if Putin would stop at Ukraine if the Ukrainians weren't offering such stiff resistance. I mean, right now, it seems to be freaking the guy out. Between the domestic protest in Russia, what's going on the ground in Ukraine, and of course, despite the protestations of guys like Trump and Ron Johnson, I think the sanctions are working marvelously, at least for the very short term they've been in effect. It looks like there is a financial crash going on in Russia right now.
Yes. Yeah, I was watching that even on – I was watching some of the stocks today. I'm also, and do you guys think that they might – get some of the UN troops to help Ukraine or somebody else or some other country?
Well, if it's NATO or the UN, now you got a problem, because now you're involving through treaty, you're involving nations like the United States, and you've got a nuclear state in Russia. You cannot fight a ground war between the United States and Russia. That becomes World War III, Gary. So my hope is no, we don't do anything more than what America does best, and that's sell armaments for lots of profit.
Gary, what's your take as an independent? You see how the Democrats have reacted to this and how the Republicans have reacted to it. Who do you think has been more consistent and why?
Well, I think Biden has done a fairly good job. I know they like to blame him for everything, but people, I think, who sort of hold their head high realize that one guy can only do so much. And I give him a pretty high remark grade on the Ukraine thing. I thought he was there. I think he was warning in time. And the Republicans, I think, unfortunately, as we know with politics, they're sort of throwing a hissy fit because I think he did a very good job. I thought he did a very, mainly, remember, he said, oh, they're going to come in anytime, and a lot of people didn't think he'd do it, but I thought he did a great job. What kills me when I see the TV come on, it's like, and I know what you guys are just saying, it's like, I want to go out there myself. I want to go there myself.
Slow down, Gary, slow down. You don't really want to go to a war zone. Gary, I notice you spell it with two R's. That's kind of fancy.
My mother named me after a guy named Gary Moore, who was a TV radio.
Well, Gary, 2 hour more. Keep listening. More Devil's Advocates.
Well, they're doing far more than dismissing me.
I hate you, Ron Burgundy. I hate you.